Welcome to The Milking Parlor, a podcast for dairy industry professionals.
This episode of The Milking Parlor is sponsored by Novus International for better health and better nutrition. Find out more at dairybalance.com. Dairy farmers are moving to more sustainable operations, and Novus International, sponsor of this program, has opened a research farm that tests its products and ways to be sustainable. At the recent grand opening of the facility, Manager of Product Services for Novus, Skip Hampton, explained the purpose of Green Acres, located about an hour from Novus's suburban St. Louis offices.
Well, the purpose of Green Acres Farm, first and foremost, is to do research work. There are a few things that we want to establish and show people that we can do. We can do sustainable agriculture, we can do a lot of green initiatives, and we can do things responsible and good for the environment and still get the work done that we need to do.
And, of course, that research work includes dairy operations.
We use some fistulated steers as a model for lactating dairy cows. Their consumption is such that they will mimic a lactating dairy cow without us needing to milk cows out here. So we can look at different things, rumen bypass products, things that we want to be able to get through and be absorbed further down in the digestive system of the animal.
CEO and president of Novus, Thad Simon, says they wanted to demonstrate their products in a real-world situation.
Well, it was important to us to be out here in the local community where real farming is happening in Missouri, and to be opening up to a whole community, let Montgomery people see what we're doing, that we're really working towards really practical, sustainable agriculture. We'll be able to use this farm as a demonstration of our products and also management techniques, and we'll be able to bring this and demonstrate it to our customers as they visit us from all over the world. We have customers from every part of the world that come to St. Louis, to our headquarters, our research center, and now we'll bring them here to Montgomery County, be able to see in practical terms how they can do these things at home.
Simons highlights some of the sustainable measures at the farm that are already in place and will soon be implemented.
On one side, we're trying to produce all of our power on site, so we're going to have a large solar array, which will be able to produce 100% of the electrical requirements for the farm. Of course, we're collecting all of the wastewater and composting the materials. We're collecting the rainwater to be able to use for irrigation. And so we think these are very simple things that any farmer can be able to use, and we're using this farm as a way to demonstrate that.
Novus's Director of Product Management, Wendell Kinahan, says it's all part of the company's definition of sustainability, the triple bottom line.
We want to do the right things in animal agriculture socially, so we're treating our animals correctly, which also makes them more productive animals. Environmentally, efficient diets, so that we get the right nutrition for the animals and take care of what comes out the back end, so they're not making a negative impact on the environment. And economically, just like the soybean and corn producers need to have a good economic return, we need to, through productive nutrition, have an economic return for the animal producers and reach the healthy, affordable food that all of mankind needs to have a good quality of life through good nutrition.
Kinahan's adds, it's just part of defining what kind of company Novus is.
Novus is the company that puts together the micro ingredients. Most people know that livestock consume corn and soybean meal. I like to say in a common language, we make the other herbs and spices, nutrients, vitamins, antioxidants that complete the animal diet. Just like humans need more than meat and potatoes, so do animals. So we make those micro ingredients to make those animals as productive as possible, the most meat, milk, and eggs we can get in a period of time. So again, to get that low-cost food for the consumers.
Missouri Department of Agriculture Director John Hagler attended the recent ribbon-cutting ceremony at Green Acres in rural Montgomery County and was impressed with the facilities. He says operations like this are important to the recovery of the economy as a whole.
Well, they're extraordinarily important to the economy. I think Governor Nixon said it best when he said Missouri can't move forward unless agriculture moves forward. And agribusiness is such an integral part of what we do. I think it's the backbone of our economy. And I think even in these recession times, you can see that agriculture is what's going to lead us way into the recovery.
You can find out more about Green Acres and Novus's sustainability measures at the company website, novusint.com. Thanks again to Novus International for sponsoring this episode of The Milking Parlor. Find out more about better health and better nutrition for your dairy cows at DairyBalance.com.
Thanks for joining us today in the Milking Parlor, a Zimcom podcast.